Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, December 24th. And today is Christmas Eve. Families gather with warmth, lights, and carols as they prepare festive meals, exchange thoughtful gifts, and share cozy stories by candlelight. Communities host midnight services and parades that welcome quiet reflection, joyful singing, and a spirit of peace and generosity that brightens winter evenings. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking choppy with waves at 2 to 3+ feet. Winds are offshore at 16 miles per hour, holding steady for the morning. Expect some increase in wave height to 3 to 5 feet by noon, before building further to 4 to 6 feet later in the afternoon. Conditions should clean up in the late day with light winds. Best time to ride is at 3 p.m. with a 2-foot outgoing mid-tide when the southwest swell is 7 feet at 8 seconds and the onshore wind is 12 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5 feet at 10:45 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide at 6:15. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday features waves in the range of 3 to 4 feet with fair morning conditions before choppy surf takes over by midday. Friday sees the swell increase to 4 to 6 feet, but choppy conditions persist throughout the day. Saturday brings solid 8 to 10-foot waves and cleaner conditions in the morning, making it the best day to catch some quality surf. This morning, showers and thunderstorms is likely, and it feels like 63 degrees, with 15-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:52. It looks like we're in for some showers and thunderstorms today, with a high near 69 and a breezy southeast wind at 10 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 40. Tonight, expect more showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 60, and a south wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting up to 30. Looking ahead in the weather, Christmas Day will be mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers before 4 p.m. and a chance of showers and thunderstorms later, highs near 66, and south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Showers and thunderstorms continue Thursday night with lows near 58. Then Friday will be mostly cloudy with rain showers and highs near 63. Drying to sunny conditions Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 60s and nights in the upper 40s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, county officials have issued new beach management actions this week, including a partial closure near Mission Bay due to potential health concerns. The San Diego County Department of Environmental Health and Quality has issued a water contact closure for the shoreline due to a sewage release. The closure extends 150 feet left and right of the storm drain and will remain in place until water samples confirm safety for contact. Updated beach and bay statuses can be found on the county's Beach and Bay Water Quality Program webpage. Now on to sports. The National Football League has upheld DK Metcalf's 2-game suspension after his appeal. The Pittsburgh Steelers receiver will miss the Week 17 and Week 18 games for initiating a physical confrontation with a fan. Metcalf's suspension will cost him more than $555,000 in salary for those games. His contract guarantees were also voided due to conduct detrimental to the league. Coach Mike Tomlin expressed support for Metcalf, stating he has been a great teammate. With Metcalf absent, the Steelers will rely on mid-season additions and other receivers to step up. In local sports, Denzel Perryman's two-game suspension for repeated violations of playing rules, intended to protect the health and safety of players, was upheld by hearing officer Jordy Nelson on Tuesday. This decision came after the league announced Perryman's suspension without pay, citing multiple rules violations. In the Chargers' recent win against the Dallas Cowboys, Perryman was flagged for unnecessary roughness after a helmet-to-helmet hit on a player. With Perryman absent, the Chargers will rely on linebacker Troy Dye, among others, as they aim to clinch the AFC West title for the first time since 2009. In top news, the recent fight between Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua almost cost DraftKings $100 million. But everyday bettors were the real losers, as sportsbooks had a profitable night. Joshua knocked out Paul in the sixth round, while bettors heavily favored Paul, with 86% of wagers placed on him. DraftKings noted a significant liability if Paul had won, but they celebrated Joshua's victory. Alex Rella from BetMGM stated it was the best boxing outcome of the year. Paul acknowledged his defeat while claiming a broken jaw, expressing respect for Joshua as a true fighter. In business news, California Pizza Kitchen has just sold. An investor group led by Consortium Brand Partners plans to acquire the chain. The deal, scheduled to close this month, is valued at just under $300 million, according to Reuters. The new owners say California Pizza Kitchen is positioning itself for a new era of growth, with franchise expansion, new products, and enhanced retail presence. Founded in 1985 in Beverly Hills, California, by two former federal prosecutors, the chain now operates more than 120 restaurants in 10 countries. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to $87,000. Ethereum is down 2% to just over $2,900. And XRP is down 2% to $1.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists just made teleportation a reality with this groundbreaking experiment. Researchers successfully beamed quantum information for the first time, which could change your life forever. A research team from the University of Stuttgart in Germany recently teleported quantum information, as published in the journal Nature Communications this November. This scientific leap could lead to a quantum internet, offering infinitely more secure information transmission. David Oshelam, PhD, states that an entangled network of quantum computers could enable unhackable messages and solve complex problems. Although currently limited, these findings are a crucial step toward bridging greater distances in quantum communication. And in entertainment news, Jack Black is returning to voice Bowser for the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and he is teasing the upcoming film. Although he could not disclose much about the animated adaptation, the Orange County actor stated that video gamers who have played Super Mario Galaxy will enjoy it. I am sworn to secrecy, but there are tons of Easter eggs, and anyone who loves that universe will be very pleased with the way it has been brought to the big screen, Black told GamesRadar. The film opens in theaters on April 3rd, 2026. Returning voice actors include Chris Pratt as Mario, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, and others. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and humorist, Mark Twain. And he said, "The best way to cheer yourself is to try to cheer someone else up, capturing the essence of holiday warmth and generosity." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.